Marquette Law School is out with the latest results from its statewide poll, and this time around, there was a lot to ask Wisconsin voters about. These are Marquette's first polling numbers since the impeachment inquiry into President Trump officially started last month. We'll also see who's up and down in the 2020 race for president, and there are new numbers on how Wisconsinites feel about the job Governor Evers has done as we approach the end of his first year in office. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School poll and a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. Charles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Always good to be here. Well, thanks for having me.
Let's dive right into impeachment. What did people have to say?
Well, we first asked, do you think there's enough reason to begin hearings now? 46% say there is enough reason, but 49% say there's not. So of small plurality, more in favor of not holding hearings. But that's a big change from April when we asked at the end of the Mueller investigation. Back then, 29% supported hearings and 65% opposed. So we see a 17-point jump in support for hearings that is surely due to the information that's come out in the last couple of months. And it shows that people's views of this are still malleable. That said, we are evenly divided with just a little bit more opposition to the hearings rather than support.
And how about impeachment and removal from office?
It's fairly close to what we get for hearings. 44% would impeach and remove. 51% would not do that. So a couple of points shift in both directions. What it basically shows us is that people's views of the hearings are not very different from their views of an ultimate outcome. A shade less willing to see removal rather than see hearings, but that's a very small difference between those two questions.
And this might be a time to ask when you were out in the field, because we have a steady drumbeat of news, including yesterday's testimony from the current head of the American Embassy in Ukraine. When was this out in the field?
Absolutely. And this is a fast-moving set of events, and public opinion will be shifting with it. We were in the field the 13th through the 17th. So that was last Sunday through Thursday of last week. This was after the president's announcement about withdrawing from Syria. We had a full week of that before the interviews began. But of course, the Ukraine story is continuously developing, though there had been various pieces of news and testimony, and including, most importantly, the transcript of the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president had been out, and we found that 40% said they had read that transcript. So that information was in voters' hands by the time we did the survey.
Before we move on from impeachment, how does Wisconsin compare to polling that's been done around the nation on the subject?
There's a little bit more support for impeachment in the average poll nationally than we find here. But it's also a fair bit of variation across polls that have shown support, and depending on how you ask the question, either for hearings or for impeachment and removal, in national polling, that ranges from in the 40s to the low 50s. So there's some variability. I would say we're a little bit to the low end of that range, but not extremely far from the broad range of national polling.
Talking to Charles Franklin about the new Marquette Law School poll, looking at some big issues in state and national politics. Let's leave impeachment for the moment. Charles, what takeaways did you have when it came to the presidential race here in Wisconsin?
Well, here we did four head-to-head matchups of Democrats against President Trump. Vice President Biden got 50% to Trump's 44. Senator Sanders, 48 to 46. Senator Warren, 47 to 46. So those last two, a two-point and a one-point margin, or inside the margin of error. And we, for the first time, asked Pete Buttigieg. He got 43 to Trump's 45, so Trump ahead by two. All of those last three are outside, are inside the margin of error. Biden's is just a little bit outside, and you could be called to lead. Both Biden and Sanders are just a couple of points tighter against Trump. Biden had a nine-point lead in August versus 6 now, and Sanders had been up by 4 and now 2. But that's a lot of sampling variability. I think we basically would say the race is depends on who the nominees are, with Biden doing a bit better, but a range of Democratic support and margin depending on who the candidates are.
I know it's just a snapshot in time, but Wisconsin, you want to call it a swing state, you're probably right in this election.
Well, it certainly looks like that. I think we are, as you said, very early in the game, and this is sort of looking at the preliminary warm-ups. Where are these guys standing now? Where are these candidates standing now? Not really a forecast of where they'll end up at all, because we still have a Democratic primary to run through, if nothing else.
Let's turn to some state issues now. Governor Evers, you're watching his job approval rating. What are we seeing?
He's viewed job approval is 52%, disapproval 34. That's a net of 18. In August, it was 54-34, 20-point net approval. Both of those are good numbers and not much change from August. And they're both higher than his approval was in the spring before the budget was debated and ultimately passed. And that process was continued.
How do those numbers look for a generic governor of Wisconsin, or how do they compare, say, to Scott Walker?
Governor Walker was consistently around 48 or 49 approval and 44 to 45 or 6 disapproval. So a small positive advantage most of the polls we did of him, but he rarely got above 50%. Only a couple of 3 times did he pass 50. He certainly never enjoyed a net plus 20 or plus 18. But of course, sides were very divided over him from the time of Act 10 on. Evers, I think, is enjoying being a little bit of a governor with a less distinctive and less polarizing profile in the state.
You also asked about some issues. Let's touch on one of them. What do we think about the economy here in Wisconsin?
We think the past year has been pretty good. There's a solid positive view of the economy getting better rather than worse. But when we look ahead to the next 12 months, people are 5% more pessimistic than optimistic about the future. That's important because 3 of the 4 polls we've done this year have more people saying the next 12 months will be worse economically rather than better. From January of 2012 until this year, we had never in over 50 polls seen a net negative view of the future economy. So this is not necessarily telling us what will happen, but it does show that the public's optimism about the future economy, which had been so strong since 2012, is now showing some real modest concerns. They're not big negatives, but they are on average about 3.5 points more negative than positive for the 4 polls this year.
Charles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll and professor of law and public policy at Marquette. He was with us today to talk about what Wisconsin voters think about impeachment, Governor Evers, and more.